Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Paul Offley, who is the head of compliance for the Guild of Property Professionals, an organisation of 800 estate agents and letting agents around the UK. Paul, why is compliance so important for estate agents, and where do most people get it wrong? Talk to me.
I think compliance is important for estate agents, but I think the thing you need to do is to put it into perspective of what you are doing. And whatever you do in life at the moment, there is some kind of legislation or compliance associated with that, whatever you do. And estate agency is absolutely no different. I think the thing that we need to be mindful of is that you know, in estate agency compliance, it's all there for a very good reason, and that's to protect the consumers. And we're all consumers, and we all want to make sure that if any members of our family was buying a property, they would be treated fairly and with respect. I also don't think agents should get too wound up over compliance. And those people that work with me know that I probably take a very relaxed view on compliance, and it's not the be-all and end-all of everything. And it shouldn't prevent business opportunities. It's just a way of doing them in a compliant way. I think some estate agents believe it will never happen to them. And because we've always done it in a certain way, we can carry on doing it in that certain way. And we've seen from the increase in fines and enforcement that you know, that isn't likely to continue forever, and you just never know when something's going to happen.
Okay, you go around 800 estate agents. Which piece of legislation or compliance do most agents, I hate to use the word, fail on?
I agree. I wouldn't use the word fail.
Or not as compliant as they could be.
Yeah, and I think it's a case of, you know, it's an interesting one, because I don't think anybody goes to work in the morning thinking, do you know what, I'm going to mess up today and I'm going to be totally non-compliant and I'm not going to do a single thing. I think the problem we have within our industry is that there are so many plates you've got to spin, and sometimes that one in that far corner stops and nobody notices that it's stopped. And nobody starts re-spinning it. And before you know it, that plate that stops spinning becomes the norm and you don't do something. And I think that's where it falls down, that we maybe believe something is happening in the right way, but in reality, it's very, very different. So I may talk to somebody and they say, yeah, we're absolutely fine with money laundering. We do all of our checks and we do our risk assessments and we do our customer due diligence, and it all works really, really well. So then you have that nuts conversation. Well, let's have a look at a few files then and see where it is. And, oh, well, no, it's not on that file. No, we couldn't get that one. So I think it's understanding the difference between reality and your perception.
Is money laundering the one that, if you are going to find non-compliance, is that the one that if anyone's watching this?
Do you know, I would say not. I think it's really interesting that everybody would assume it's money laundering. It's not necessarily money laundering. Okay.
What is it then?
There is a complete variety. I mean, yes, I get money laundering issues. We get issues over CPR. So consumer protections is probably one of the biggest areas.
And where exactly are agents? Just give me a brief overview. Where exactly are the issues with CPR?
The issues with CPR is around the emissions. So it's not so much around providing the information that you give a prospective buyer is accurate and not misleading. It's finding out any little bits that you should be telling a potential buyer that may impact their transactional decision. And again, lots of people, or some people rather, still rely on the fact, well, if they wanted to know, they could ask. But as we know, CPR's changed all that. And if you know something, you've got to make that known right at the start before that potential buyer.
What sort of issue? Give me some, you know, examples briefly.
So what do I have? I've septic tanks. Septic tank has been one that I had recently where a buyer backed out of a purchase because they found out that there was a septic tank in the garden.
Were they sceptical about the septic tank?
They were very sceptical about the septic tank as well. So they backed out because they wanted to build an extension and they couldn't build this extension. And so you know, we had a word with the agent and we said, yeah, were you aware of it? And yes, they were aware of it. So, well, you know, maybe if you were aware of it, that is something that would have impacted the transactional decision. Okay. So therefore it was right that you told a buyer. And it's those sort of things. We've had ones recently over parking spaces. where something's been sold with an allocated parking space and there wasn't an allocated parking space. So it's those sort of things, and lots of issues still over planning permission and building regulation approval where alterations have taken place 30 odd years ago. So it's all about, has something happened with this property? Is it in a location that may impact a buyer's transactional decision? And if you're in any doubt, you've just got to make it known and let the buyer make their own mind up.
Excellent.
So you're not saying no one's got to buy it. You're just actually given the information so that as the buyer, you can go away and make an informed choice, an informed decision on buying that property.
Now, you go into guild members to actually do reports on compliance. Is that a service that can be offered to people who are not guild clients?
Yes, we do. We do several that are non-guild members where we do that. That's fine. I think for us, it's all about raising standards within the industry, and we're more than happy to do that for non-guild members.
Must state that other compliance people are available out there. The guild are not paying us to do this video, but Paul and I have known each other now for 25 years, and I have a great affinity with the guild. Again, other affiliate schemes are available, but he's here today on various topics, and I just wanted to find out what he did. So thank you for your time today, Paul.
Pleasure.